For the second day in a row, the South Lawn of the White House was the setting today for a high-profile signing ceremony as President Clinton approved legislation making it easier for Americans to obtain health insurance. The Kassebaum-Kennedy bill also helps workers keep insurance when they lose or change their jobs, and it makes it illegal for insurers to deny coverage to most people who have a pre-existing health problem. Here is an excerpt of President Clinton's remarks at today's White House ceremony.
Healthcare reform is measured by how many lives it improves. With this bill, we take a long step toward the kind of healthcare reform our nation needs. It seals the cracks that swallow as many as 25 million Americans who can't get insurance or who fear they'll lose it. Now they're going to be protected. Never has such a measure been more needed for our people. Our new economy presents Americans with opportunities like never before to work their way into better paying jobs. And yet our healthcare system has worked to paralyze many workers who fear losing their healthcare coverage if they take those better jobs and change their employers. At the same time, millions of Americans find themselves labeled as people with pre-existing conditions from cancer to AIDS, which disqualifies them and their families for coverage, including the husband, the pregnant wife who lose their insurance, the young woman who can't change jobs because her new insurance doesn't cover diabetes, the small business owner who faithfully pays group health insurance premiums for years, then finds that his coverage won't be renewed because one of his employees has developed a heart condition. No more. This bill changes all that.
President Clinton speaking at today's White House ceremony for the signing of the health insurance reform bill.